The plan is lifer. I'd like to be a popular stand-up comedian. And like Chris, like Dave, like George Carlin, like Jim Gaffigan, like, because the thing is, everyone wants to know, and I don't know if you got this far in the interview with Don Hill, I was like, everyone wants to know, why don't you do a TV show? Because they're hard, and I'm not curious as to whether I can do it or not. I know I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to the specifics of the who and when and what and where. I know I could do a TV. I did it. I'm not curious, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even want my own sitcom, like where people... Like, I see my friends that are comedians and they just go into, it's like people that are single and then they go, well, I guess I got to get married. No, you don't have to get married. You know, if you're a comedian, you don't have to be, like Hedberg used to that joke about, you're a farmer. You want to cook? No. No, I like farming. That's how I feel about stand-up is I got into it late. I feel like I have some ability at it, and I think it's a wildly noble profession.
Mm-hmm.
Not because it can be hard and it's grueling and all that stuff. It's noble because if you're doing it right, you can affect change a little bit, or you can certainly affect the way people think, and you can do it in a way that has, like, long-lasting effects.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, you know, the people that have affected my thinking the most in life are fucking Hicks, Chappelle, Rock, you know, like, Carlin, like, these guys really affected the way I think. You know, it's like, I don't want it to get to the point where comedy gets too much credit because I don't think it would be good, although I can't imagine getting much more credit than it's getting now. I mean, I tend to like my comedy a little activist anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Jon Stewart got legislation passed. Like, Jon Stewart affected people's lives in a way that, like, the New York Times could have written about the first responders bill. They did write about that, and it made no difference. And then Jon started talking about it, and it was like, he shamed Congress into passing legislation, you know? I don't think that an episode of Damages would have had the same effect.